Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're catching up with Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles today about his commission on hunger that's now in the process of fact-finding.
Kentucky is blessed to be a strong agricultural state, and as the new commissioner, I find it startling that one in six Kentuckians and one in five Kentucky school children suffer from food insecurity, meaning they don't have a consistent access to their next meal. And when we come from a state that has such an abundance of food and a strong agricultural background, I know that we can do better. So the idea here is to start a dialogue, starting from the farmer up, and follow the entire food process and say, what can we do to get more fresh Kentucky food into the hands that need it the most?
Earlier this year, Quarles unveiled the commission at a meeting of the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. The Ag Department has cooperative programs with that group, and along with findings from the current series of district meetings on hunger, hopes to develop a more extensive effort in dealing with the issue.
That's right, and so we're actually having 10 regional meetings across the entire Commonwealth. And as a legislator, one thing I learned is that Kentucky is a regional state. What might work in downtown Louisville may not work well in eastern or western Kentucky, and so we're actually having regional meetings. We're almost done with them, and we're going to use this input from across the state and the hundreds of organizations that we'll be collaborating with to come up with a statewide strategic plan.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles is pleased with progress so far in his hunger initiative, indicating that often just better communication between groups that can help can have a positive impact. He says progress is already being made with the department's Farm to Food Banks Trust.
A few programs that we know is going to really put a dent into this issue, and one of them is the continuation of the Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund, where we help compensate farmers to go ahead and harvest that produce that otherwise would rot in the field and get those in the hands of who need it through our food banks distribution. We're also looking at gardens, we're also looking at backpack programs, and we're working with a wide array of experts in the field, ranging from our church community to higher education to our school systems and also our charitable community, to talk about what we can do better. And in a lot of cases, it's just more communication.
And we'll be following up as this story unfolds. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldman on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.